James White is brought to us by Kaplansky. I thought you were going to say something.
No, I was going to say fourth round. Great pick.
He was, yes.
130th overall.
A great fourth round pick. And James White is brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. He joins us here on Dale and Kiefer. James, it is Rob and Alex. How are you? Merry Christmas.
I'm doing great. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Doing well. So yesterday we saw all these tweets about you guys that were going crazy when the Eagles kicked their game-winning field goal against the Texans. That must have been a strange feeling, though, right? Rooting for the Eagles after what happened last year.
I mean, it's a new year, and appreciate them for helping us out, but we still have to take care of business next week against the division opponent. Still got to go out there and play football, so it doesn't really matter unless we win next week.
So James, I heard your interview last week. You're excellent every week. We appreciate you coming on. And one of the topics of conversation was, why aren't we using James White more? Why aren't you more integrated in the game plan? So yesterday, running back heavy game. Did you know going into that game that you guys, that you and Burkhead and Sony Michel, you guys were going to be the focal point of the offense?
Oh, we always want to go out there and make an impact, no matter whether we're the focal point or not. I think the offensive line did a great job blocking the tight ends, James Devlin, the receivers. It just made it easy for us. And we just wanted to make the proper reads, run hard, and make explosive plays. So it was a total team effort, and everybody just did a great job blocking for us.
Yeah, the Bills, of course, have a great defense and great against the run. What specifically were you guys able to do yesterday that opened up all those holes?
Like I said, just the offensive line playing tough and physical, and I mean, when you're having that much success running the football, it's hard for teams to stop you. Not many teams want to defend that many runs all game. So if you get the run game going, it makes teams hard to stop.
And so when you're talking about the draft, so when you were drafted and coming out of Wisconsin, did you feel like, I am going to be a featured back? Back then, 2014, maybe there wasn't this idea of everyone, you have to have three or four backs and everyone's rotating in. When you went into that draft, do you say, I feel like I can be a featured back, a Saquon Barkley in the NFL?
Well, for me, I've always shared the backfield with a lot of talented running backs, so I'm definitely fine with being sharing the load. I think it keeps guys fresh, makes defense have to pay attention to who's in the football game, and, you know, keeps them off balance. So, I mean, I just do whatever it takes to help out so that it wins.
How do you think you guys look this December, James, comparison to the last few Decembers when you guys have gone in Super Bowl runs?
Repeat that question, sorry.
How do you think you look this December compared to how you guys have played at the end of the year in recent years?
Every year's different. Can't compare teams. Each team has their own identity. Obviously, we can continue to grow, and there's still have things to improve on. So we just want to keep improving, play better this last week, and you know, going to the playoffs with a full head of steam.
You get all your Christmas shopping done?
Yeah, I've got it done for a while now.
Oh, for a while.
Yo, Ro, look at you.
The man plans ahead.
I was ahead of the curve this year.
The man plans ahead.
Online or in stores?
Well, online.
Oh, there you go.
That's a way to do it.
You can't be, I mean,
it's easier that way, isn't it?
You
got to be ahead of the curve when you order online. So.
It's easier that way. It is. All right, James, thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.